started talking about the halachos of Pesach on Thursday. So I want to move to another point of Pesach. The halachos of Pesach to be kosher. The pasuk says, that you make the chagasukros like selacha. So it's possible to say it's possible in the pasuk. It's discussing the time that you do it. Because al darshan, it's not talking about the time that you do it. It's talking about what you use to make the schach. It has to be from the psarlis garden v'yekev. So the psarlis garden v'yekev has in it three properties. It's gedula min ha'aretz. It grows on the ground. Number one. Number two, it's not attached anymore because it's already the garden v'yekev. It's already been processed. And number three, it's the psarlis, which is not makabel tuma. So something which is still attached to the ground is going to be possible, even though it grows from it's not makabel tuma and it grows from the ground. Something which grows from the ground, but it's been processed and it's an oichel, and therefore it's makabel tuma because oichel or makabel tuma, or because it's been processed and made into a keli, as makabel tuma is not kosher. So that's din deraisa. There's a machlokes b'sharim, how to learn a gemara. And there's a psak and halacha that not only midaraisa do we have a problem of something which is makabel tuma, but midarabanan there is a halacha of that which supports that which is makabel tuma. The maimed of the maimed of the schach cannot be something which is makabel tuma, or is possible for sichuch in general. Not all rishonim hold of this, and therefore we hold the chachila. A person should be careful about the din of maimed v'diyev, but it's not ma'akev. So we have to define what is this word maimed. So maimed means that it establishes it, that maintains it, it supports it. But however, it does not only mean something which supports it from beneath. It means anything which is going to maintain the schach will be on the sukkah in a kosher way. So that is going to be considered a form of maimed. So if I have very light schach, which will blow off in a ruach matsuya, so just like we spoke about the halacha of ruach matsuya in regards to the halachas of the walls, it applies to the schach also. If I have schach which cannot stay on the roof, the ruach matsuya, it's not considered a sichuch. So I put something on top to hold it down. I put metal bars on top to hold it down. Well, that's not going to be acceptable because metal bars are not kosher for schach. So you're being maimed your schach, you're maintaining your schach through something which is not kosher for sichuch. So I want to tie it down with nylon ties. So the same problem. Those are not something which can be kosher used for schach. So I cannot use that as my maimed to maintain my schach. So one of the questions that comes up when people use the schach mats is they're woven together. Any individual slat of the schach mat obviously is not going to stay in your sukkah very. It's going to fall in or it's going to fly away very easily. So each individual slat, which is kosher for schach itself, it cannot do a sichuch. It's only acting as a sichuch because it's in conjunction with this mat. So this mat is woven together with nylon threads. Say you're being maimed your schach with nylon threads. So is that acceptable? So the answer is that the chachil, it should not be, but the evidence kosher. The chachil, you should not do that. So what's the solution? You should put enough supports beneath it, enough pieces of wood on top of it, that even if you wouldn't have the nylon threads there, it still would stay on. So now you're not being maimed it with the nylon threads. You're being maimed it with boards of wood, which have just simple 2x4s, pieces of wood that you're going to get from the Home Depot, are not considered processed enough to be considered a problem for schach. So you can use that to maintain your schach. So you should put your schach mat, if it's a monofilament thread, in such a way that a nylon thread, in such a way that there's enough support from beneath and enough support on top that it will not fly away in the wind or fall in on its own, even if that thread would not be there, and then that chachilah would be acceptable to use. What about some of them which are, instead of using a monofilament thread, they use a cotton twine or something of that sort? What about that? So Rav Moshe's Tshuva, there's a discussion in Halacha that is a fiber which grows on the ground, so it's gluminorids. Is it makabel tuma? Is this thread makabel tuma? So there's machlokas Rishonim, Rashi, and Rambam, whether that type of thread is makabel tuma. Rashi holds it's makabel tuma, and the Rosh Hashanah says we should be choshish for Rashi that not only is the thread makabel tuma, and that's a question of being maimed with something that's a makabel tuma, but he brings it right from Mishnayis in Masechtas Orlos. That not only is the thread makabel tuma, now the whole mat is makabel tuma. So it's possible to write it to use according to Rashi. So a schach mat which is made with a twine, according to Rav Moshe, it says you should be choshish b'shitas Rashi that it's a psul deraisa to use for schach. the okay mats come like this, because the Shulchan Aruch Rav passes not like Rashi, and they follow the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch Rav, and therefore they hold that's kosher. It's kosher. Now it's not a Makabel Tumah. It's better than the monofilament threads, which are would not be kosher. Star K mats come with monofilament threads to be kosher for immersion shita. So if you're assuming you get using a Star K mat, you have that mila. You have an OK mat, you have that mila. Each one has their milas, each one has their chesronis. There is a Mohurah Degaskach mat which uses bamboo threads to sew it together. So that's the best one. Of course, it's the most expensive one. If you take the Star K mat and you do use it the way they suggest, that the supports at the bottom, there's enough that even without the thread, it will not fall in. And there's enough on top that even without the threads, it will not fly away. So then that's the chavchila. According to all shittas, that would be considered the chavchila, and that would seem to be the preferred way to go. Have a good morning.